Blog Talk Radio. Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, right here on Blog Talk Radio. We are so excited to have all of our listeners from all across the world wide web. We appreciate you, and we're so glad to hear from you. I'm telling you, we are excited. Today is our artist spotlight, and we have two phenomenal artists that we are going to bring to you. But before I get into that, I want to remind you that the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show airs every Tuesday live at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, same place, right here on Blog Talk Radio. And to stay up to date on all of the phenomenal shows and wonderful interviews that we have lined up just for you, you want to join my official website, which is www.mitchell-productions.com. Again, that's www.mitchell-productions.com. You can also check me out in Google, Mitchell Productions, Charvette Mitchell. I'm telling you, you can find me. You can find me. So the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And again, today is our artist spotlight. So I know you all are ready to get this party started. Are y'all ready to get this party started? I think y'all are ready to get this party started. So let's go ahead and get this cranked up. Ladies and gentlemen, my first guest, oh my goodness, this Atlanta-based Colorado musician, oh my God, releases an incredible sound, groundbreaking urban alternative album blending pop, rock, and soul featuring the Grammy Award-winning writer India Arie. Born into a third generation of musicians, my guest has evolved into a cross-genre artist gifted with a refreshing brand of urban alternative music. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so delighted to bring to the mic right now, he's in our virtual studio, oh my God, our artist, Randevin. Welcome to the show, Randevin.
Thank you. Good to be here.
We are so glad to have you. And I'm telling you, it's just so exciting, all of the great things that you're doing. And I love, love, love your music. I got a chance to listen to your CD several times, so I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you.
That's really cool. I'm glad to be here, and thank you for the compliments on the music. I appreciate it.
All right. You're quite welcome. So let's jump right in. Who is Randevin?
Oh.
A big question.
Yeah. I think it's a question that a lot of people spend a lifetime trying to answer. But I guess in short, I am a poet at heart who just happens to sing, to be a singer.
Wow, and that definitely comes across in your lyrics and in your music. Great. So how would you describe your sound? Like if someone said, well, who do you sound like? What do you sound like? How do you describe your sound?
Oh, my sound is quite a few things, even though I feel like I do have a defined, channeled, signature kind of sound. I think there's a lot of different elements. So this will be rough. Let's see. It's a little bit of folk, it's a little bit of rock, and it's a lot of soul. So it's a fusion of that. So I guess if you were to classify it in the Grammy terminology, which the NARIS category, as they call it, would be urban alternative. But I would call it, to answer the question, I would call it just life music.
Okay, and I totally agree, and I love the phrase cross genre. Because you don't want to put yourself in a box, because really it's if you listen to your music, it really touches, I think, a whole lot of different levels. So it's kind of hard to put it in a box, right?
Yeah, it's hard to categorize, and this album being released has really taught me some lessons and showed me some things even more about the music industry in terms of categorizing music you know, how we have to brand music and put it in a certain place in the market so that people will understand it and demographics and blah, blah, blah.
Uh-huh.
Of course, we all know those black and white rules. But for
right.
me, you know, my music is a lot of things. I mean,
right.
I think it's definitely urban alternative if you just want to talk about the sonic quality.
Right.
But you know, my voice, I think, you know, I was raised in the church, so
right.
My voice gives off a lot of that influence, but the way that I hear and write music is not necessarily what people would consider as churchy. You know, it's
uh-huh.
not even what I think people in the African-American community would consider as common to what we listen to and to what we do and perform. So, you know, there really is some 80s rock influence on top of kind of like some Sunday morning vocals. So,
okay.
We got a lot going on.
We got a lot. And we're going to let our listeners hear a sample so they can get an understanding of the vibe. I totally love that that you're not putting yourself in a box. I'm kind of the same way with my show. I don't want to, well, do you do this? Do you do that? I'm like, well, you know, my goal is to motivate, excite, and influence, and I think that can be done a lot of different kind of ways. So
yeah.
We're kind of on the same mindset there.
Yeah. You know, I always say you can only do what you do, and all I have to offer is who and what I am, and that's good enough for me. You know, finally, I'm in a place where I'm completely okay with that, and I'm proud of it. So, you know, this is who I am.
Outstanding. All right. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting right here on Blog Talk Radio from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, and I am in my artist spotlight. I am talking to a wonderful artist, Rand Devon. He's on the line in the virtual studio with us right now. We want to give a big shout-out to all of our listeners in the chat room. We say hello, and welcome. All right, so Rand Devon, let's talk about your musical mentor, India Arie. How does she influence your musical career?
Well, I really wouldn't know where to start in answering that question, but I'll do my best.
Okay.
I'll say that I've learned some very profound life lessons from her. And I guess when a person hears a musical influence, they think, oh, this person taught me how to sing, or this person, you know, gave me guitar lessons, or,
uh-huh.
you know, showed me some stuff on the piano or whatever. But with India, it's more, I think I learned so much from her as a person. I learned so many life lessons from
right.
her that it helped me to become a better person. And when I became a more clear person in terms
mm-hmm.
of who I was musically and otherwise, then it sort of freed me to do some other things with my music. So it helped to get me to a place where I understood myself better. And I think just shadowing her in terms of writing style,
yeah,
you know, learning to just be myself, learning to find the value in who I am and what I have to offer the community musically, and saying, well, who is Rand Devon? What is my life about? And learning how to translate that into music and say the things that I want to say as an activist, you know, inside.
Yeah.
And learning how to put that into my music and effectively deliver that to the community. That is what I think. That is one of the most important lessons that I've learned. Just, you know, being mentored by India and you know, our friendship and over the years and the things that I've been able to glean from her, so to speak.
Right, and I think that's the perfect example of what a true mentor is, somebody that you can just shadow their life and you don't have to have, you know, scheduled conferences and sit down with, you know, project plans and, okay, where are you on this step, but just really somebody you can shadow their life.
Oh, yeah, somebody who says, hey, you know, get out there and do what you feel convicted to do, and you should be playing and you should be writing and you should do your own music. Like, you know, it was we had those kinds of conversations over and over and over, and that really just inspired me to get out there and be me.
Oh, right. And we have someone in the chat room who says that India just inspires everyone, and she inspired them as a spoken word artist. So certainly transcends a lot of different industries. So I want to talk about your motto. It's on the back of your CD cover. It's on your website. And I think this is just phenomenal. And I quote, "I aspire to use my art to create positive, thought-provoking music that inspires and strengthens humanity." Wow, from an artist, what did you pull that from? How did you come up with that?
It really was just my thought. It's my thought, and it's my hope It's my intention. It's my goal. It's my purpose. It's my mission. You know, and it really is just what's in my heart. I want to do my part, as Gandhi said, to be the change that I want to see in the world. I want to do my part to share, you know, a bit of light or a bit of what I feel is positive, you know, in the world. And so the only way I know to do that, since my talent, my greatest talent, I think, is in my music, is to share that through my music. And you know, for whatever it's worth, I just want someone to walk away with something positive from what I was able to do here on Earth.
All right, well said. So certainly we want to talk about the Randevin Project. Oh, my goodness, that is out, your newest project. How did you come up with the songs for this project?
Well, honestly, I was going through a bit of a rough time in my life working on the Randevin Project. You know, I've done this first album. You know, the first album, you know, did really well to be an independent album. Then I you know, ended up changing labels and going through some other, very personal things. And I was having a really, really hard time, Charvette. And so I just said, you know, the only way I know to deal with this is to go and sing.
Right.
So, you know, every day I would instead of, like, you know, sleeping in and you know, being depressed and pulling down the shade, I would go to the studio every day at about 12 o'clock for 2 years.
Wow.
And I would record all the way up until about 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock at night. Sometimes I would record all the way into the morning, and it was really my coping skill for some of the real tough issues that I was going through in my life at the time. And so, you know, I sort of wrote songs that reflected the way I felt, and I sang I didn't always sing what I was going through.
Right.
Sometimes I sang where I wanted to be, and what I could see for myself in the future, and what, you know, how I could see my situation changing. And I would sing the positive images and the pictures and the things in my life that I wanted to see and where I wanted to be. I would sing about those things. And so that really changed my life.
Wow.
And so for me, this record, you know, when you hear this album, it's not, oh, these are some nice songs with some guitars and some piano, you know, it'd be great for 80s radio. You know, like, I read that somewhere. I read that somewhere in a review recently. But these songs are really, what you're really hearing is my heart and sort of me speaking some sort of fortune into my own life.
Right.
And trying to get to a better place. And so these songs are very, very special to me because they really are the bridge that kind of brought me over. I created this bridge with my music. And so I hope that other people can feel that energy.
Absolutely. And there's some wonderful, wonderful songs. On the Hill, we heard a little bit earlier, Life Support, Graveyard Treasures. Graveyard Treasures is a favorite of mine, and I want our listeners to hear a little sample of that. Kind of set that up for us. What is the kind of, what do you want people to walk away with once they hear Graveyard Treasures?
Well, I'll start off by saying this. My father used to always tell me when I was a kid that the graveyard would be the richest place that you would ever find because of so many dreams and so many passions and so many talents and ideas that have died there and stayed there, and that we will never get to see and experience and feel that will never materialize. So he encouraged me to do everything that I could do in my life now, everything that I could think of, everything that I felt inspired to do, you know, to chase those things and to pursue those things now, because there would come a time when I, you know, would not be here and would not be able to do those things. So Graveyard Treasure is just really the image of a life that is filled with potential.
Wow.
And it's a invitation and a challenge to maximize your potential while you have the chance, because really all we have is the here and the now, and that's all we know. So, you know, you have to seek what you know.
All right. I think that sets it up. Listeners, we're going to give you a little sample of Graveyard Treasures by Randevin. Stay tuned.
Treasure lost, But Daddy used to always say that the richest place in the whole world is the grave. 'Cause there you will find dreams that never quite made it to reality. So many ideas worth more than a fortune. Countless inventions lost in the millions. Songs were never heard, pictures never drawn. Novels were never written now. Treasure lost in the graveyard.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was just a sample. I know you're saying, what? I want to hear more. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you can certainly hear more from Ran Devin. Check him out online at www.randevin.com. That's RANDEVYN.com. Ran Devin, I love that.
I appreciate it.
Great. So as we wrap up the interview, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. What motivates you?
Oh, another good one.
Yeah.
What motivates me? I would have to be honest and say my passion to create motivates me.
Great.
Ever since I was a kid, I've always had that passion to create, and that keeps me going, knowing that I can always create something new with the talent that God has blessed me with.
Well, outstanding. We certainly look for bigger and better and greater things from you. Tell our listeners how they can pick up your project.
I'm on iTunes, Ran Devin, RANDEVYN, as stated before. So iTunes, you can go to cdbaby.com. It's there. You can also go to the website, again, randevin.com, and click on the CD cover, and it'll come up. Most popular, easiest, most convenient way is iTunes, and there's like 1,000 other digital sites, but iTunes will do it for you.
We'll do it for you. All right, and ladies and gentlemen, don't forget, you can have the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show downloaded to your iPod for free. Also, while you're in the iTunes store picking up the project, you can search for Charvette in the podcast section and have that added to your iPod, and he is also on Amazon.com. I know that's a favorite for a lot of people. So, Ran Devin, thank you so much for stopping by the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Thank you for reminding everybody about Amazon, because I didn't know about that.
Yeah, I actually downloaded it from one or two of the MP3s from Amazon that last night. So you're everywhere.
Wow, that is great to know. And thank you so much, Charvette, for having me. I really enjoyed the interview, and thanks again.
You're quite welcome. All right, thank you.
All right,
ladies and gentlemen, my second guests are in the virtual studio right now. Again, this is our artist spotlight. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, right here on Blog Talk Radio. And our next segment is going to feature 9.9. Oh, my goodness, an awesome contemporary jazz band group. You want to hear them. We're going to pick them up and bring them to the mic right after this quick commercial break.
The Professional Black Woman, where women are serious about success. We're professionals and experts in our field, and we value networking and relationships. So join us at theprofessionalblackwoman.com, where success is inevitable.
What's up, fam? This is your boy, Sean Harden, and you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Keep it locked.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Again, we are going to go to our virtual studio, and we are going to bring 9.9 to the mic right now. I know that I have several of the band members online, so let me do a roll call. Do I have Charles Matthews Jr. on the line?
Well, hello there, Charvette. How are you?
I'm doing great. Great. And I see we've got a couple others in the guest in the room here. Who else do we have on the line?
David Service.
Hi, David. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. And do we have someone else?
Yes, Michael Turner.
All right, Michael Turner. Welcome, welcome, welcome. All right, we're glad to have you guys. Again, ladies and gentlemen, this is our Artist Spotlight, and we're talking to three of the four members of 9.9, certainly wonderful contemporary jazz. Oh, my goodness, we have Charles Matthews Jr. on the keyboard, an arranger and a producer. David Service, bass player and arranger, Michael Turner, oh my goodness, the soulful sound of the saxophone coming from him. And then we don't want to leave out Frank Parker. We give a big shout out to him, the drummer of the group.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, so we want to jump right on in. So I'm going to start with you, Charles. Is that all right?
Hey, let's do it.
All right. So tell us, how and when was 9.9 formed and created?
Well, wow, that's, I would have to say of the year 2008, and I would put the date about April.
Okay.
It's a funny situation because myself, David, and Frank Parker, our drummer, we play all the time. And we were in a studio recording,
uh-huh.
And we decided to put some songs together because we work with so many different other artists that we decided to launch our own project.
Wow.
And, so we were just putting music together actually to just perform locally and regionally.
Okay.
And what happened was the saxophonist that we had originally booked to come in and perform with us, as far as recording, couldn't come
mm-hmm.
in that particular night. So another close friend of ours, John Amstetter, brought in Michael Turner. And that launched it, April will be a year.
Oh, wow. And how did you all come up with the name 9.9? I hear the laughter.
Well,
oh,
you know,
my. Give us
my
the juicy
original
detail.
Name, my original name, there was two original names that I had that I was quickly shot down.
Okay.
And one was Father Time, and
okay.
none of them liked that one. And... And that was kicked out, and I'm trying to think, what was the other one, Charles?
Well, hey, after Father Time, I just stopped with you. So.
Yeah, I didn't want to be holding my cane either.
Y'all
was,
you know,
for
that. Okay, so we ended
but
up
you know
with
what? But the funny thing, I think Charles forgot to tell you, actually the way that we really decided that we were going to really do something,
uh-huh.
we were playing at the Stax Studio anniversary with Jerry Butler, and we had been playing a little bit in sound check.
Mm-hmm.
And later that night, after the show was over, we were piddling around waiting for our ride back to the hotel, and Charles was playing Footprints, and we just came up with another line to say, hey, you know what, we should go in the studio and let's cut that. And we had been kind of putting off saying we were going to go in, and really, actually, that night really sealed it that we were going to go in to the studio that night.
Okay.
At Stax.
All right. And who would you all say are your kind of your musical influences?
Wow.
I'm sure.
You know, I love everybody from James Brown to Miles Davis.
Okay.
And everybody in between. You know.
Wow.
That's me personally.
Okay. And who is that?
This is Charles.
All right, great.
And for me, this is Michael Turner. For me, the saxophone players out there that I really, really like are Kirk Whalum,
mm-hmm.
Gerald Albright, David Sanborn. You know, those guys are top notch. You know, Michael Brecker. I can go on and on with numerous names.
Those your influences. And David, what about your musical influences?
I came up listening to a lot of straight ahead jazz. So my biggest influence was probably the Basie Band, Duke Ellington,
mm-hmm.
Dexter Gordon, and Sandy Turrentine. Probably my biggest influences on me.
All right. So tell us, Michael, I'm going to stick with you. How do you all pick the jazz selections, you know, that you all play?
Well, we would pretty much just come up with a certain amount of songs. You know, Charles will say, hey, this, what about this? Or David will say, you know, we all pretty much have an input on where we're going to go. And we just launch it off from there.
All right. Sounds like a plan. David.
Mm-hmm.
David, what do you think, in your opinion, what does jazz bring to the music industry that other genres of music, you know, don't bring?
I would say it's a little more discipline and than some of the other music, although a lot of people don't know that a lot of jazz musicians
mm-hmm.
in the early years turned as R&B musicians in the studio. Because
right.
they could read and they had the feel. So that brought that over from a lot of jazz musicians used to do a lot of the R&B sessions.
Oh.
And so there's the jazz thing has influenced R&B greatly as far as musicianship. I mean, you have shows when they come in town, they hire, you know, certain groups, Gladys Knight or whoever, they'll hire horn players. The large base of those horn players are jazz musicians or are heavily jazz influenced.
Okay, great. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and I am in my artist spotlight interviewing three of the four members of 9.9. You can visit them online at www.9.9.net. Now, I do have a question from the chat room, and they're asking, are you all on MySpace yet?
You know, believe it or not, we're not.
Oh, right.
That's something that's in the making. And
great, but they can definitely go to the main website and they can hear samples of your music and stay up to date with everything that's going on with 9.9, right?
Absolutely.
Right.
All right. Great. And so, let's see, Charles, tell us about the latest project.
Well, the latest project is a self-entitled album that is yet to be released. It'll be released within the next 6 weeks.
All right.
And it's a group self-titled album, 9.9. It has a blend of some standards such as The Man I Love, which I think Michael, it's a Gershwin tune.
Okay.
And when you hear this rendition and the soulful sound of the unit itself along with the saxophone, I think it'll become one of those midnight burners, you know, when you want to be next to somebody you love, you just put that on. And also, a close friend of ours, we did a remake of Bill Withers' Ain't No Sunshine.
Oh.
And I think Bill lives in Richmond or around the area.
Uh-huh.
Bill Withers. So we have been able to blend old school sound with our contemporary jazz sound and the album is 9.9. So we have 10 selections, and I think those who love good music and music that have a groove will really enjoy it.
All right. Well, phenomenal. And actually, we have a lot of visitors in the chat room. We give you a big shout-out, and we actually have another host from the Smooth Jazz Lounge show, and they are saying, can they play some of your music on the Smooth Jazz Lounge show? So we'll make sure you all get connected.
Okay. Oh, wonderful.
Wonderful. Yes, that's a yes in the chat room. That's a yes.
That's absolutely yes.
Great. As we wrap up the show, what I'd like to do is just hear from each one of you, and I want you all to tell me what's a special something or that special thing that you bring to 9.9. And I'm going to start with Charles, then go to David, then end with Michael. What is that special something that you bring to 9.9, Charles?
I think my outlook on arranging and blending sounds, creativity.
Great.
You know, and I think that's my contribution to the group.
Outstanding. All right. David, your contribution, your special something.
I kind of like to go against the rules, I guess you say sometimes. So certain things I may hear are kind of
contrary,
not traditional, or
okay.
Charles may say, "Man, I don't hear that."
You're the rebel.
Good.
You're the rebel.
Well, it's kind of good because that gives you a different blend, because you have a cat that's listening on this end, and I'm thinking on this end, and so when you put it together, it kind of makes it a little bit different outcome than what you would normally come up with, and that's happened a few times. That's happened.
All right, that's outstanding. And last but not least, Michael, what is that special something that you bring to 9.9?
Well, definitely being at the tip of the band, that melodious sound coming from that saxophone, you know, that's a gift that I got to share with the world, you know. So God has given me that gift to be able to share, and everybody can appreciate it, you know. So.
Right.
And also, you know, just the charisma, everything, you know, so.
Great. Well, we are so glad that we have the opportunity to spotlight 9.9 in our artist spotlight today, and we are just looking for bigger and better and great things coming from you, and wish you much success with your project. How can people come hear you? Do you all have any upcoming gigs and places people can come to see you?
I think we're planning to. Well, Charles and I and the manager, Kevin Bledsoe, we've been talking about coming down to Richmond to do a few things down there in the very, very near future.
Oh, right.
So, in fact, we'd like to come by and see you also.
All right. How about that? We can work that out. And we have listeners from all over. So since we're internet-based, we have listeners from all over. So if you do have something coming up, you can certainly give that shout-out now if you like.
Well, our next engagement is going to be the 28th of this month, March. Time is really flying. And we'll be in Cleveland, but we're going to be working with a couple other artists, and it's going to be kind of a crazy show with Jerry Butler, Little Richard, and
Three Dog Night.
Wow.
That's kind of a strange balance, but okay.
Yeah, right.
That's a crazy show.
Thank you.
But that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, again, we thank you so much for joining us. Listeners, check them out online at www.9.9.net. That's NINEPOINTNINE, just like it sounds, .net, and you can stay up to date on everything that's going on with them. Again, gentlemen, thank you so much for joining the show.
Thank you so much.
And keep up the good work.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that wraps up another edition of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're so glad to have all of you that tuned in. Remember, if you missed any portion of the interview, guess what? You can go back in the archives and listen to the full interview, and you can share the link with a friend. Oh, my goodness. Don't forget, if you're in the capital city, if you're in the Richmond, Virginia area, I will be at the Praise 104.7 Transformation Expo, which is coming Saturday, March 14th. This coming Saturday from 12 noon to 6 p.m., you can stop by my booth. You can say hello. You can give me a shout-out. There'll be tons of vendors. Door prizes, you'll hear Yolanda Adams, you'll hear Donnie McClurklin, you will hear the Neo Worship Experience. They are customers of our sponsors, Mitchell Productions. You will hear Vanessa Fitzgerald, again, another customer of Mitchell Productions, our show sponsor. Definitely check out Mitchell Productions online at www.mitchell-productions.com. That's for web design services. Listen, check back with us next week, same time, same place. Peace and love.